AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
That's a great time. Wow. You're listening to the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goonie and Nemo.
Now we're live.
Is it true? Is it bull?
You decide. I can't hear myself.
That's right.
Hey, tape recorder, listen to this.
Whoa, you are listening live to episode 410 of the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goonie and Nemo.
Brought Did you say 410?
410, baby. Brought to you by J&T Mechanical, House of Hughes, Redline Guns, and recorded live at the Top of the Hill Tactical Finish Nemosa Studios in Encino Park, Texas. I'm Goonie, this is Nemo.
And happy March 12th, a lovely, lovely Wednesday.
Yeah, 2025 still. I think this is our year. This is our year. This is the year that we do things that we hadn't done before.
Yes.
And so we're going to try not to suck. Good luck with that.
We have a lot of stuff to talk about on our show.
I have nothing.
Okay. Well, then let me do the talking today.
Okay. Until next time, you've been listening to episode 410. No. How are you doing today, brother?
I am fine. I am well. I have a urine analysis today, I have to lay off the dope for one day so I can, pee clean.
Wait, clean?
How clean? That's the way it works,
How clean do you have to be? I wonder how many of these people who are watching right now are actually at work. We're at work, too. I mean, I guess.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we almost get paid. But I think Dallas Menchaca is here. April Taylor is live with the show. Greg Menchaca, where's your hair? if you have to ask, then it's a funny thing because this is what happens when you decide that you want to fight children's cancer. This past Saturday over at Smoke Sky Bar, we had the St. Baldrick's event, shaving our head to raise money and awareness for children's cancer research. Grossly underfunded. Our children need our help and they need our money,
right?
And so we tried to do our part. I raised $67. They gave me $67 to shave my head.
I raised two.
Yeah, and that's why you didn't shave.
Okay.
But you did shave your back, which is really, really
well, just a line.
Yeah. Happy life, happy wife, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now
let me run my fingers through your hairs on your back.
Who do we have to go shout out over there at Smoke?
You know, Tony Gutierrez, Adrian, the owner, they opened up their place to us, and I want to thank everybody from the St. Baldrick's Foundation who brought in a crowd. All three floors of the Smoke Sky Bar were packed with people.
It was a madhouse.
It was an awesome time. Did you finally get the shirt? I bought the shirt. I told them to deliver it to you. Did you get it?
You never and they never.
Wow, that's a shame.
That's all right. I've got 13 other shirts from every year we've been doing this.
Yeah, I've got them too. I've got a green one that fit me back in 2013. I got a red one that fit me till 2017. And
Wait, the one back in 17 actually fit a moose.
Yeah. Whoa. Well, I don't know if it's the fact that those 1Xs, they seem to shrink a lot in year three. Kind of like our audience in year three.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now, we're going to continue to do this live show.
Until they tell us not to.
We're not going to do the entire show. We're going to turn this off and then go back to what we do best we have already turned on four different cameras.
Anytime I'm on the videos, I turn people on. I tell you what.
Nope.
Even Eddie Rivas is out here. Hey, spark plug. That's what I'm talking about. Eddie Rivas, if y'all don't know him, then you should, and you're wrong. Real Mix Studios is his studio. We were the first guys to come in Virtual Country and record there with Real Mix, and we had a great time recording with him. So if you need your music recorded and you need it done by a Grammy Award-winning singer, songwriter, artist, recording star, Eddie Rivas is your guy. So
the greatest thing is he actually recorded us as Grammy Award watching band.
Grammy Award watching supergrupo.
And
virtual
we're still
country.
The Grammy Award watching supergroup.
Yes. Well, I didn't watch this year. Did they have one this year?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
No, wait.
I didn't win again.
I think Lady Gaga won something.
We were up for Worst New Artist, and I think we won again.
And Beyonce won Best New Cowboy of the Year.
Yes.
I don't know.
We won Worst Cow Chip.
Yes.
Tossing. But yeah, again, Smoke Sky Bar. Not to segue out of it. But Smoke Sky Bar. Thank you, guys, Adrian, and Tony, and your entire team. Just rolled out the red carpet for us.
And had a great time.
Yes,
you guys made it a huge success.
Yes.
We topped the mark from last year.
Yeah, closed in on, I don't know if we passed 70,000, but it was pretty close with all of the silent auction. We donated a guitar and a free show that we're going to do in somebody's backyard.
There's a free spot for a guitar up there.
Wow. Okay, so you need another guitar to donate for next year.
Yes, I do.
That's right. I think we should have any and all of the guitars that are on your wall right now should be up for auction.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thanks to Tracy and John Jones from J&T Mechanical.
That's right.
I have a brand new left-handed Fender Jazzmaster with a synthesizer on it.
Can you move back about a foot and a half? There it is. There it's half of it. It's half a guitar. Oh, it's a full guitar. No, it's a guitar for a fool. Anyway, but J&T Mechanical, John Tracy Jones, thank you so much, guys. Y'all have always been here since episode one, and we're on 410 right now. Who thought we would be doing this 3.5 years after we started?
Who'd have thought we'd have friends that long?
Who'd have thought we had friends?
Okay.
As always, great time over at Smoke Sky Bar. First time there, they stepped up, and like I said, they rolled out the red carpet for us.
It was very successful.
Exactly.
Got to thank them and thank them again.
And then when you're done thanking them, thank them one more time. So if you ever need some good barbecue, a good beer, nice cold beer, and you just want to hang out downtown, check them out, Smoke Sky Bar. They're even on the river. They've got another one on the river.
Yes, they do. That's right.
Good times.
But in the meantime, we need to push forward.
Yes.
We're in the middle of spring break.
Yes, we are.
What are you doing for spring break, Craig?
I'm actually going to be going up to Houston on Monday next week. Me and my daughter are going to go see Post Malone at the San Antonio, Houston.
Did you say Post Malone?
We're going to Post Malone.
Oh, Malone.
And then we're going to see his brother Water and Well Enough Malone. We're going to go see them over at the Houston Stock Show and Rodeo, the world's largest rodeo, indoor rodeo, I think.
Yeah. That's not to take away from San Antonio, because they throw millions of dollars to education.
That's right.
Now, if they could just get virtual country in,
that would be
at the San Antonio Rodeo.
That would be awesome. I am right there with you on that. But the cool thing is, we'll be up there for a couple of days or a few days next week to go see the rodeo, the grounds, and Post Malone. I've never seen him live. I've seen a few of his videos and songs and stuff, and some good stuff. So that'll be a fun trip. What are you doing for spring break? What you got going?
I'm spending my spring break in San Marcos.
Wow. Why are you going to be in San Marcos?
I'm not going to tell. It's a secret.
Okay. So anyway,
we'll
so my brother is going to be doing some tap dancing.
Yep.
He's going to do a little soft shoe number, going to tickle the ivories, might play a little piano as well.
Yep.
Or a big piano, whatever he wants to do. This is the camera we're supposed to be using for our live streaming. Once Tim can figure out how to put the batteries in, then we will actually be taking some good what are you doing? What are you doing with her? Oh, he's trying to take a selfie. If you take the top off the camera, you'll find the pictures are a lot better.
You'll also find
that if I leave my top on, the pictures are a lot better.
Leave your top on.
That's right.
At least while we're doing the national
video streaming
day.
Yeah.
Let's get on with that.
National day. What national day is it today?
Okay. Now, just mind you.
Oh boy.
There are some important things out there.
Are there?
But tape recorder. Let's get to the really important things. Today is National Skin Barrier Day.
National what?
National Skin Barrier Day. I'd like to...
Isn't your skin actually a barrier anyway?
I I thought they meant bear.
Oh, okay. I was like a ring barrier once.
Okay. My bad.
Okay.
Let's move on to National Working Moms Day.
Wow.
All you mamas out
both
there.
Both of y'all. Both of y'all.
Thank y'all.
Thank you. Thank both of y'all.
Thank y'all for doing that.
Wow.
I appreciate it.
I didn't say that.
National Registered Dietitian Nutritionist Day.
Wow. I that's awesome.
There must be millions of them out there.
At least a dozen. At least a half a dozen.
But wait, there's more.
There always is.
National, today, tape recorder, today is National Baked Scallops Day. If I'm lying, I'm dying. It's right here. I mean, internet doesn't lie.
Doesn't anybody fry their scallops like, you know, back in the good old days?
I got mom poached.
Wow. I speaking of poachers, why did the camera come back to me when I said speaking of poachers? I don't know.
Because you do.
I don't.
National?
Dude, I can't get used to this. My hats don't fit anymore. My glasses don't fit anymore.
Your attitude?
My attitude never fits in a building this small.
Let's go with National Plant a Flower Day.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow.
I went to the backyard, and right there in the back of the shed, I saw DJ Renation.
Wow.
Planting flowers.
Wow.
They hadn't bloomed yet, but they're the prettiest five-leaf plant.
Yep.
Oh, just pretty. They didn't smell all that great, but, you know, he does his part.
I want to thank my ex-girlfriend. I want to thank my ex-girlfriend for planting tulips.
Whoa. Ladies and gentlemen, finally, National Girl Scout Day.
Wow.
So thank a Girl Scout. Buy a cookie, crush the cookie, and be on your way.
National Spark Plug Day, Eddie Rivas. That's it. You know, I don't know. depends on where you're putting that spark plug. I'm telling you what.
But I'm psst,
psst. And that's why we do what we do, because we've been missing that interactive part of, and so doing the show live.
And we're still not going to do it.
We're still not going to do it. This is going to be the one and only. So if you're ever thinking this is my year and this is my day to be live.
Yeah, this is not a studio. This is a vanity room.
This is a vanity room. Yes, yes. So go ahead and put your makeup on.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, you're a little shiny. We're going to have to turn one of those lights off because I'm getting some huge glare.
Tape recorder, we're almost out of time.
I'm getting the Manu Ginobili glow on the back of your head.
Let's say that's a good thing.
Is it?
We're going to keep going on because we don't have a podcast until next week, so I am going to delve?
And
move into the next day of the national days. Tomorrow to be National Canine Veterans Day.
Canine Veterans?
Yeah.
So what do you
all
mean?
You little puppies out there who are canine veterans.
Wow.
Sit, boo-boo, sit.
Good dog.
Okay, can we move on to National Coconut Tort Day?
Coconut Tort Day? Is
that tomorrow, where they get your coconuts and turn them into torts.
I was going to say, torts? Isn't that? I've been working on tort reform. So, I mean, coconut law?
It's probably not the same as National Jewel Day.
Bro, I've been called a jewel before, but it's usually a family jewel.
So everybody out there, tomorrow starting at 9 in the morning, pull out your jewels and enjoy it nationally.
Right. Yeah, like Uncle Phil used to do all the time. He always used to try to help us out and always willing to show us something. He came into town a couple weeks ago, and he spent most of the first 2 days saying, come on, man, let me show it to you.
No.
Hey,
no.
Uncle Phil, this one's for you. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Well, then that would make him enjoy tomorrow, which is National Good Samaritan Day. I'm sorry, Somalian.
Okay.
My bad.
He was a good Somalian, too.
He's either or.
He was Cameroonian for a while, too.
Finally.
Oh, welcome, Brussels.
Tomorrow, National Open an Umbrella Indoors Day. I am not kidding. There are many.
They've got a national day for everything. We should create our own. Like on my birthday, we'll call it National True Bull Day.
Let's do today. Let's make it today.
Okay.
National Bad Podcast Day.
Oh, my God. We are so well ahead of the curve.
All right.
So well ahead of the curve.
National Bad Podcast Day.
We're getting a lot of likes on that last comment. National Record a Bad Podcast Day. That's horrible.
That's all the time we have, tape recorder.
Did we have any time? My goodness. I tell you what. Let me tell it to you like this.
Okay. Say it.
Okay. Na and Dad said, hey, Na figured out how to type in comments on live. Can't believe that. Unbelievable.
How do you do that on a flip phone?
I don't know. But something It's one of those things where you try to teach people new tricks. And speaking of new tricks, I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, yes. Super Granny was not going to miss your first live show. And here we are. We're live. We're doing it. We're doing the live show. Timmy, what's the matter? You got a headache again. Did you hurt your back? Oh, did you get bruised feelings?
You weren't supposed to show your persona.
Did you get your bruised ego, Hito? And you got a bad back? Oh, you got a hurt feelings,
You about
Hito.
The ugliest why grandma don't, why don't I've you, ever seen.
Is this all right? We're looking at you right now, and you're so pretty, Hito. And you're going to be a fireman again, Hito. You're going to pull out your hose? Oh, yes.
Thanks
Look
for
at that,
grandma.
Oh, you're a man. Thanks. Oh, you're such a man. I remember when I used to be a man.
Yeah, probably during spring break of 1941.
Oh, yes. I broke the springs one time. Oh, yeah. What can I tell you about that? Oh, yes. They don't make those silly posturpedics like they did anymore.
I don't know whether this is worth what producing.
Did Grandma just... What happened over
there? Look, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, she's gone.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, there's a lot of things going out
there. Is there?
There's a lot of kids that are on the road, on the streets. Now, for the good kids,
what?
Don't hit them.
Yes, 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 yes.
For the bad kids,
right?
You know, hey,
lean into them. Up on the sidewalk. Anyway, so So it's always a good time when we do our podcast. So we thought we'd give y'all a little bit behind the scenes and behind the back passes, and so. We are not a good-looking podcast. That's why we had not done video for so long. But we figured, why not alienate our other six friends?
Podcast either.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we've got the perfect face for radio, the worst face for video, and we've got the worst podcast for National Record a Bad Podcast Day.
Anytime.
We are so far ahead of the curve, I tell you what. But
We've got St. Patty's Day coming up, guys.
We were not drinking earlier.
Y'all be very, very careful out there. Where are we going to be? Virtual Country is actually going to play.
That's also true. We are going to be at McFinnigan's on Sunday the 16th.
Where's that?
That is on Blanco Road, just on the other side of 410 from Central Park, or what is it called?
Have
Park
we
North
played
now?
There before?
We have. It's been a few years. But
are we playing indoors or outdoors?
Indoors. They're going to have DJs on the outside.
Okay.
But it's going to be an indoor-outdoor event, so they go both ways, just like Uncle Johnny.
Okay. Good enough.
So anyway...
Yeah, that's from what, 6 to 10?
6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Okay.
You, me, Julian, the drummer, the Menchaca Boys will be doing that with DJ Renation. Having a great, great, great time.
But now, that's not going to be the real St. Patty's Day.
That real St. Patty's, 17th.
We'll be at Kennedy's.
Oh.
Doing a live premiere podcast.
Day drinking at its finest.
Yeah, at Kennedy's, starting at 3 o'clock on Huebner.
Huebner?
Yes, Huebner.
Wow.
And Blanco, outside of 1604.
That is true. That
Let's
is
go
true.
And get it.
I am going to be on my way to Houston at that time.
Oh.
Y'all have a good time. Enjoy your green beer.
More stout for me.
I'll be nursing my hangover from Sunday. But it's all right. It's a good thing. It's never a bad thing. It's a good thing. But yeah, we're going to have a great time this weekend. And then weekend after that, we'll be doing absolutely nothing.
Y'all too.
Cause that's what we do.
Yep.
But yeah, so it was always, it was fun. It was fun that we got to do this, this live.
No, it's not live until I come back. Hey, Timmy.
There is a total of zero watchers right now.
Timmy.
Thanks.
No, there's four of them right now. Orale, look at that.
Four.
Oh no, wait, there's three. I'm sorry. I scared him away. It's all right. It's all right, Manny. You're all right. It's okay. Okay. So anyway, so I'm back. And my front, too. And, ooh, yes. And the other day, I was over there, and then I came over here, and I said, they're going to do video. They don't know how to do video. They're pendejos. They don't know what they're doing.
And you were saying your goodbyes, right?
Yes, I was going to say goodbye, but at first I had to say hello. Here I am. And I'm going to sing a song. Guantanamera, Guadalajara, and Gitmo Base. I used to hang out at Gitmo Base by the Corpus Boys. I'm just a
We've
man.
Only have two now.
Oh, no. Oh, it is two. It's
Thanks.
Two. It's true.
Oh
it's
gosh.
Two bulls. It got two bulls for Sister Sierras and Sierra Leone and all the Leones and Nuevo Leon and Leonitos and Leonidas.
We are so sorry. We don't know how to act on video.
Do we know how to act on not video? We don't know what they're doing on audio, bro.
Okay.
Okay, so until next time, I guess you've been listening to episode 410 of the True Bull Virtual Cast. Brought to you by J&T Mechanicals, House of Hughes, Redline Guns, First Do Lawn Care, Big E's Garage, Tactical Finish, all the boys, Redline Guns again, and Nemosa and Anything Imprints, and the guy who knows what he's doing, as always, the one doing the ones and twos, my brother Tim. I am Goonie, so we will catch y'all down the road. Make sure to catch us this Sunday at McFinnigan's and on Monday at Kennedy's. We might even do a live stream from there. Who knows? I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't know what I'm doing.
That's right. That's true. But until next time, we will catch y'all down the road. Goodbye and God bless. And we'll see you guys later, too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And that's right.
Yes. Okay.